Hi, this is Ann Musico again. I want to welcome you to the 3D Living Podcast. Today I'm continuing my series, Healthy Foods from A to Z, and this week we're on the letters E and F. If you'd like to read the post for this podcast, you can visit the link that I shared at the beginning. You can also find the recipe for my breakfast frittata there as well. So let's begin with one of my very favorite foods, eggs. For years, we've been told by top health experts to eliminate eggs or only eat 3 eggs a week, since any more would raise your cholesterol levels through the roof. All that propaganda was started by the cereal companies. They funded studies using powdered eggs, which definitely are not good for you, to prove that eggs are unhealthy. We can see the results of substituting high-sugar cereals and carbs for a perfect protein like fresh whole eggs, a rise in cardiovascular problems, including increased cholesterol and obesity. According to findings of studies conducted in 2006 by Dr. Maria Luz Hernandez of the Department of Nutritional Sciences at the University of Connecticut, in most people, eating 2 to 3 eggs per day had virtually no effect on cholesterol levels. We now know that eating too much white sugar and too many carbs is what increases cholesterol in a dangerous way, not eggs. There are also myriad health benefits from making eggs part of your healthy diet. They're a great source of vitamins A, B, C, D, E, and K, as well as choline, zinc, iron, and lecithin. And they're a super source of easy-to-digest, affordable protein, which contains all 9 essential amino acids. You can make them 1,000 different ways so you won't get bored. They are my go-to preferred breakfast food. Hard-boiled eggs are the perfect portable protein snack. They're a perfect choice for anyone trying to lose weight. They can be the centerpiece of your dinner as well if you make a frittata. In fact, that's exactly what my grandmother used to do when I was a kid. If you have a local farmer who sells them fresh, try a dozen. You will taste the difference immediately. If not, look for omega-3 enriched, cage-free, organic eggs and those that come from free-range chickens. Buy the highest quality eggs that you can afford. The next E food that I want to talk about is extra virgin olive oil. Thanks to Rachel Ray and the popularity of the Mediterranean diet, it seems that everyone is on the EVOO extra virgin olive oil bandwagon. Healthy oils and fats have many benefits when they're eaten as part of a low-carb, anti-inflammatory diet. But what you may not be aware of is that in order to get the most benefit from your intake of healthy fats, you need to know whether they can be heated or not, and if so, to what temperature. And that's especially true for EVOO. Very briefly, oils are more prone to the damaging effects of heat than saturated fats like butter, ghee, and coconut oil, which are chemically more stable. Heating oils to higher temperatures than they can tolerate oxidizes them and creates a potent source of free radicals, highly unstable molecules that can damage our cells. So because EVOO is from the first pressing of the olives, it has only been subjected to very low heat. And because it's not further refined, it has a high concentration of free radical fighting plant phenols that protect against heart disease and cancer. Cooking with this healthy oil at too high a temperature causes those health benefits to decrease. Since this oil is in the most unrefined state, it is the most vulnerable to heat. In fact, it should never be heated above 250 degrees. So it is most suitable for very light sautéing for very short periods of time, and of course as a condiment in salad dressing, drizzled over cooked vegetables, or as a dip for whole grain bread. The next food I'll talk about is figs. When I was in my early 20s, my father took our whole family on vacation to Greece. One of my fondest food memories is having fresh figs for breakfast. They were absolutely scrumptious. I don't find fresh ones that often, but dried figs are available at every supermarket and just as delicious. Figs are part of the mulberry family. They're mentioned in the Bible numerous times. They're small and luscious fruits with a chewy texture and a very sweet smell. They're rich in calcium, magnesium, iron, and potassium, as well as soluble and insoluble fiber, which makes them a wonderful and delicious natural laxative. They're also rich in pectin, which helps lower cholesterol. While dried fruits have much more concentrated sugar than fresh, the fiber content of figs makes them acceptable even for those who must watch their intake of sugar. They're good for preventing constipation, anemia, and cancer, as well as promoting healthy digestion. The next food I'd like to speak about is flax. Flax was one of the original medicines used by Hippocrates and is an excellent source of alpha-linoleic acid. It's a potent omega-3 fatty acid, which is anti-inflammatory. In fact, it's a well-balanced oil that contains not only omega-3s, but omega-6 and omega-9 fatty acids as well. Flax oil is a good source of omega-3s for vegetarians who can't or won't use fish oil. But flax seeds are also a great source of lignans, which are very protective against cancers, especially hormone-sensitive ones, among many other benefits. The oil is not suitable for cooking since you can't heat it, but it makes a delicious salad dressing. The seeds, once ground, can be added to smoothies, muffin recipes, into your oatmeal, and sprinkled on salads. Just be sure to grind the seeds before you use them, since they'll pass through your system undigested otherwise, and you will not reap their many benefits. So, in order to take a step with these great foods, here's my favorite breakfast frittata. Either two whole omega-3 eggs or three egg whites and one whole egg, scrambled with a tablespoon of water. I add in about a quarter of a cup of thawed chopped spinach. I like to include as many spices as possible, so I add in any combination of coriander, ancho chili, sage, rosemary, cumin, turmeric, and black pepper. Then whatever vegetables I have handy go in as well. One or two sliced baby bella mushrooms, some chopped red bell pepper, chopped yellow or green onion, a few sliced grape tomatoes, even leftover roasted vegetables from last night's dinner, like broccoli or zucchini. And here's how I do it. I soften the vegetables in a tablespoon of extra virgin coconut oil, and I then pour the egg spinach spice mixture over them. When it sets along the bottom, I pop it under the broiler to finish cooking it through. I always eat mine topped with salsa. What an easy, delicious way to get your five or more servings of vegetables for the day. There are plenty of ways to get some dried figs into your meal plans. You can chop a few and add them to your favorite muffin recipe along with some ground flax seeds. You can put them into your morning oatmeal, even into your favorite healthy oatmeal cookie recipe. They're just delicious. You can also stew or poach them in some no sugar added fruit juice, or slice them just as they are and serve with creamy, plain Greek yogurt, some walnuts, and a drizzle of raw honey for a classic Greek dessert you will love. I hope this information has been helpful to you and your family. As always, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to contact me. Until the next episode, I wish you a blessed and healthy week.